Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's talk about one of the races that's coming up here that we can control locally, that you'll, many of you in this audience will have a vote on. It's for the state Senate. And we've talked to Tina Ramirez, who has thrown her hat in the ring for this state Senate seat. The current occupant that appears to overlap in this newly redrawn Senate district is Senator Amanda Chase. We talked to her last week. And there's someone else who has decided to run. It is former Senator Glenn Sturdivant. He is with us this morning. And Glenn, I'm glad to talk to you again. Appreciate you coming on this morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, John. Thanks so much for having me on. Good to talk to you.
I remember we talked to you several times We led up to that really devastating election where Democrats swept in. You were defeated by Ghazala Hashmi, and I wanted to ask you to look back on that and tell me what you think happened there and what has motivated you to re-enter the political arena at this time to seek this seat.
Yeah, that district I represented from 2016 to 2020 was a Hillary plus nine district. The Democrats drew those lines so that a Republican could not hold it. So I never should have won that race in 2015. But we did, and we held off the Democrats taking over control for 4 years. Mm-hmm. But we have now seen, with them having control of the House, the Senate, and the governor's mansion for the past 2 years leading up to Governor Youngkin's election, the damage that they can do. And, you know, I was working and being a dad and practicing law during this pandemic and watching what the Democrats were doing both at the state and the federal level, and seeing the absolute social chaos that we are going through as a commonwealth and a country. And I just can't sit on the sidelines. We have got to have an effective legislator in there, someone who can work with our caucus, someone who can work with conservatives down there to be able to get our agenda through and support Governor Youngkin. You know, we've got about 14 months until the nominating election in this race, and I'm spending my time talking to voters and going to every neighborhood association and chicken dinner and chamber of commerce lunch that I can go to. But people are looking for someone who is focused on service and duty and representing their community for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. And for somebody like me, I grew up, you know, heavily involved in Scouts. I've got my sons involved in it now. I'm an Eagle Scout. And so service to community, public service, working, sacrificing to represent your neighbors and your community is important to me. And, you know, I live in Chesterfield. My wife teaches here. Our three kids are all in school here. Mm-hmm. And you see what's going on, not just in Virginia, but all around the country with the pushing of the woke agenda and the critical race theory. What we are at this precipice now where the left is working to indoctrinate our kids. They've oftentimes focused on other areas of culture, but the social chaos we are living through right now is directly focused on our kids. Mm-hmm. And we got to fix it. We got to fix it. The transgenderism, woke ideology that's being pushed in our schools, boys using girls' bathrooms, boys playing girls' sports, curriculum.
It's alarming.
It's extraordinarily alarming. Yeah. The sexualizing of our kids, and it has got to stop. And thank God we have Governor Youngkin in there, and they're working to root out and change a lot of these things. But I think we're also at the point, you know, we had 8 years of Northam and McAuliffe, mm-hmm. who basically opened wide the doors that if you want to come and teach kids leftist ideology, critical race theory, these woke concepts, Virginia's doors were wide open to them. Yeah. And we have got to undo that. And that I think means if you're not going to teach kids to be patriotic, to love their country and their commonwealth, you're only going to teach the reading, writing, mathematics, science, English, mm-hmm. et cetera, and have high standards, and you got to keep out the politics, then we can't have you teaching in our schools, period. And I think that's going to be the next phase of this.
Well, you know, I've heard you speak a number of times. You say the right stuff when you talk about the Eagle Scout thing. I'm an Eagle Scout. That's very appealing.
That's right.
There are a lot of things about what you've said that are very appealing. I'm going to ask you the same question, though, that I asked Tina Ramirez. With an incumbent senator like Senator Chase as a Republican in the Senate, why do you feel the need to jump in to this race? I mean, nobody deserves necessarily to be unchallenged. I'm not saying that. But what is it about Senator Chase and her representation that would make you say, you know what, I'm asking people not to give her the Republican nomination, but to give it to me?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into personal attacks, because at the end of the day, I'm going to need the supporters of my opponents mm-hmm. to help me defeat the Democrat in the general election. Mm-hmm. And we're all on the same team at the end of the day. But what I can tell you is about myself, and that is about being an effective legislator down there and being able to get things done, mm-hmm. to work with our caucus to advance the ball, advance our agenda, and get conservative legislation passed. And that's really what Governor Youngkin needs right now is a majority in the Senate. And we hopefully hold the majority in the House. And if we have that during the last 2 years of his administration, we can really advance the ball on a lot of things. We can get educational choice in Virginia where the money mm-hmm. follows the student.
And but it's kind of a one for one. Excuse me for interrupting you, but if you are in there, you may have a different demeanor and there may be some policy issues, but it would be a Republican in a seat that a Republican currently holds. And let me just say this, because I don't want to run out of time. Senator Chase has sent out a bunch of emails lately being very hypercritical of you and saying that you can't be trusted. And in one case, talking about how you campaigned with Democrats for the Equal Rights Amendment. And so I respect the idea that you'd want to stay above the fray, but everybody's kind of in the fray. So can I get you to respond to that? And it's unfair for me to do that with the last 60 seconds, but that's kind of where I am.
Yeah, no, I mean, the courts have ruled the ERA is a dead issue, and mm-hmm. that is something that's no longer on the table.
Okay.
But I can tell you that people recognize, I think, when their legislators are in it and doing it for the right reasons. And for me, I can tell you, this is not about doing it because I want my name on a bumper sticker or I want attention out in the community. It is about serving my neighbors, my community, being a good and faithful representative of my district. And that is really what we need. That's the change that we need, is someone who can be a good and faithful representative of their district and be focused on the district and be able to get things done for the district and for the Commonwealth. You know, you can make a whole lot of speeches, but if you can't accomplish anything, what does it matter? And so that's where I differ in this race, and we'll continue to campaign on.
All right. Well, that's a diplomatic way of saying what you need to say, I think. So I appreciate you coming on, and hopefully we'll talk a lot between now and next year. As this race heats up, I expect it's going to be one of the big ones. Glenn Sturdivant, who has announced that he's seeking the Republican nomination for the Chesterfield Senate seat there. Thank you, Glenn.
Great. Thanks, John.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.